Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. It's the last installment on the dinim of the three categories that we've had. Is a ma'arav bepas, where somebody goes out. This is the right way to do it, l'chayru. Go out before Shabbos, be keveya, make a bracha according to some rishonim, put down the lechem or the other mozoin, be keveya shvisa at that point, and that's your mokum shvisa. You go 2,000 amas from there and 2,000 amas on the other side. There's a hoylech baderech, who's ma'arev biraglov. There's an interim of somebody who's not there with his feet, and he also wasn't there before Shabbos to put down something, be keveya shvisa. Only by a hoylech derech, since he's not there physically and he doesn't have a physical presence there, with the mozoin, so he could, since he's a hoylech derech, he could look at a landmark and be keveya shvisa. Here we have somebody who's proverbially nishtahin nishtaher. He was going out on a shlichus. Imagine, let's say, he's living in a little village, and everybody from his town wanted to be mekabel upon him. Certain drosha, tamchochim, was coming in the other direction. And he was a shliach for them to place mozoin and to put down an eruv. It's not a hoylech derech. He's going to be tomorrow. They're going to go out. They're going to go where they want to go. Right now, there are their shoivas in their little village. They want to be kiveya with pas. So that he goes out, and then somebody tells him that he shouldn't go. The Gemara explains, somebody to v'chziru chaveri, somebody told him that it's terribly hot, or there's about to be a thunderstorm. So that's what the Mishnah calls. The Gemara has to explain this, because the wording of the Mishnah is not clear. Mishi yotza lelech be'ir. He's about to go out from his city. He's not a hoylech baderech. He's about to go out from a place which is a proper. He's living in a village with people, like we said. Shema'arvin bo. He's going out to be ma'arv for them. Ve'chziroi chaveroi. One of the other people told him, no, don't go out. So we have a problem. Does he have that mokum shvisa, 2,000 amos away from the village, or not? They want to go, but they can't be kaveh shvisa there without putting down the food. They're not holchei derech. Hu mutar leilech, since he was already somewhat of a holchei derech, he was on the way. Because since he was what the Gemara calls higzig baderech b'chdei liknei shvisa, so memelo he's ke'oni, and over there they gave him the kula that he could be ma'ariv. He didn't even get to that place, that he could be ma'ariv by having that landmark service his way. Like we said, that's a b'di'evedik kviyas shvisa. It only works for an oni, what the Mishnah calls before an oni, hoylech baderech. He has that status, they don't. Hu mutar leilech. For him, the shvisa is over there by that landmark where he was going to put down the pass. V'chol b'nei o'ir asurim, they are not holchei derech, and therefore they are still stuck in their village. They can't go out. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oimer. Reb Meir is mistapik, the Mefarshim explained, comes from the Gemara, whether he taka has a din of an oni hoylech baderech or not, and therefore he's stuck. We had earlier in the third perek, somebody who has a Sofik Erev, is he in the village? And he can go 2,000 amas to the Mizrach, and he can go 2,000 amas to the Marav, or he was Keveh Shvisa 2,000 amas away to the Marav, and then he could go 2,000 amas further to the Marav, and he could stay only on this side of his house, on the Marav side of his house. But if he's stuck, if he has a Sofik, he can't go 2,000 amas past, he can't go 4,000 amas to this direction, he also can't go on the Mizrach side of his house. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Harei Zeh Chamor Gomel, he schlept in two directions. We explain the Mishnah Gimel exactly what the expression means, but what it means is, he's stuck in both directions. We'll just add one more detail. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that he is an Oni, and he can be kind of Shvisa by the landmark, even though he hasn't gotten there, and he's not really a Hilach Baderech, because he goes back now, the beginning of Shabbos, to his house. He's considered somewhat of a Hilach Derech. Because of that, and because also he was headed back to his house at the point where he made a decision, what does he need to be Kaveh Shvisa Baisamok? So where he's a Hoylech Derech and he points to a landmark, a ditch, under a tree, and he says, Shomtei Shvisa, that's enough. Over here, is that enough? The Rishonim have a discussion. It could very well be, we explained that the case is that they want to go be mekabel ponim for a certain time tchokim. It could be otherwise also. He's part of a bunch of people that are traveling. Picture, go back to the second perek, he's from the Eile Regel, and they want to get, they're sheltering on the road because that's where Shabbos hit them, and they can't travel with all the children and the women and the provisions. They set up shop. But some of the men do want to go to a certain place. They have their, let's say, a shul where they'll be able to stay. They'll go tomorrow, they'll stay the rest of Shabbos. They have a mokum kavua over there. That's called that they have at the end of the 4,000 amos that they want to get to while they're making the Eruv, they have a bias. That's one milo that would make the person who wants to be kavei shvisa more noita in the direction of that marav dika direction trip where he wants to go 4,000 amos, since he has something there that's a place that's waiting for him. That's one possibility. There's also another possibility. When he says shomtei shvisasi, like the Helech Derech, that points in that direction. What do you need? Do you need, in order for him to be kavei shvisa, when he's headed in that direction, he's about to turn back, but he does want to go in the marav dika direction. Does he need to say shomtei shvisasi? Does he need to have a kvius in that direction? Does he need both? It seems like it's a three-way machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds, since it was already avekeshtot mentally, he's already heading in that direction, so that's enough. The Rashba says you need either one or the other. Either you have something there waiting for you, or you point in that direction. You said shom tehei shvizasi. Rashi says you need both. You need that you pointed, you said it verbally, plus you need to have something in that direction to define you as shayich to that direction. So even though you didn't get there, and even though you weren't there, and even though you didn't put down the mazon, the verbal kvius with having something there already defines it as somewhat of a makom shvisa. So again, you get the picture that in the Rishonim, the idea is that he's not a full to be considered in that place. He really has his bias. He really has his makom shvisa back in the other direction, the Mizrach. You have to have something there waiting for you, or there has to be a proper setting up that place, at least verbally, or maybe even both, in order to be kavei shvisa. Mishnah Yud Aleph, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Mishi yotze chutz l'tchum. Here we're going back to somebody who's out of the tchum, and now we're not trying to figure out his alpayim, we're trying to figure out his dalet amos. But over here there's a catch. The Mishnah says, Mishi yotze chutz l'tchum afilu ama achas lo yikones. We're talking about where he didn't really go fully out of the tchum. Why? Hey, yois, mekayim shel adam is dalet amos, even when he's out of his alpayim, he doesn't anymore have the mokoyim called alpayim, but he does have the mokoyim of dalet. Over here, he went out of his alpayim only an amo or two. The halacha is, since he went out of his tchum, he lost his alpayim, and now he's ba'isei dalet, that's it. Aye, mitoch the dalet, he could take a step back and be back in his alpayim. Nope. Why? Because we're talking about somebody who b'mezid went out. Earlier in the Perek, in Mishnah Gimel, the halacha was by somebody who goes out either ba'oinis or l'dvar mitzvah. Over there, if he's only out less than dalet, so he could schlep tzich back and he could take a step backwards, go back into his tchum. But over here, we're talking about somebody who was oike b'mezid, as eshtet in Rishonim, based on the Gemara. And that's why over here he loses his alpayim. He's talking his dalet amos. By the way, the reason why we're talking about four further is because that's how much the dalet is. That's how much the mokum is. But look at the next words in the Mishnah. Blazer oimer, shtayim yikones, sholosh lo yikones. Blazer holds that we say that even when you step out of alpayim, you still have, if you're still within that dalet amos, you could still go back. What's Rebbe Elazar of Shtayim? Rebbe Elazar Lishitosa, earlier in the parak, he holds that the Dalid is not really Dalid. It's two on either side. It's a grand total of Dalid. It's not Dalid on each side like the Tanakam over there. See, he says it in his way. Shtayim yikones, sholosh lo yikones. Three already, you're out. You can't go back in. The Tanakam says it, Mishiyotze chutz l'tchum, the stomius is, Afilo amachas means mashma at all. Lemaisa, since the Lashon is afilo amachas, it's mashma that within one amah you can. Tiferet Yisrael says something, Mishnah Berurah paskens that way, that within one Am is one step. So there you don't need what's called in the Gemara Havloas Tchumen. The Chiddush of Lezer is that you could take two Mekoymos, which are both Mekoymos Shaladim, but one with a bigger expanse, and one with a much more limited expanse. One is Alpayim Am, one is Dalet Am, and you consider them together one Mokim. It could be Mavliya, swallow up Tchum Echod and Tchum Sheni, and then he's back in the Alpayim. Tanakama holds no. Once he stepped out of the Alpayim, the Mokim of Dalet Am doesn't become one Mokim with Alpayim. You're out. You're done. You're out of the game. If you're one footstep away, you're still there because you're within one footstep. That's the Knech over here. Now, it's important to remember this part of the Mishnah, the Reisha. The Chilik we just pointed out, that Havloas Tchumin is L'kuli Alma by Misha Yotza L'oynis or L'shem Mitzvah, like we had earlier in the Perek. It's only over here by Misha Yotza B'mezid that we have the Halacha, we have the Tanakama Lo Yukonis because Havloas Tchumin Lav Nilsehi. Now we're going to see another Chilik, which also might be Tolui in whether he went out B'mezid or B'oynis, in the Din of the Sefer, the Mishnah. What's that? Somebody who went out, but not he went out. Hichshich is always the lashon of that he was there before. So what are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who was right before a city. Remember we had earlier in the Mishnah where it got dark. He can't see. He's covered by woods. He can't see. He's right by the city. He Be'etzim would have wanted to be shovas in the city. Lamaisa, he's baderech. So he's not kind of shvisa ke'echem b'bnei o'ir. It's important to note, where is he? That he's bobadach, he doesn't see the city. He thinks he's still a long way off. He's the tchum of the city, which we'll learn more about in the next Mishnah, how to reckon that. But the tchum of the city is 2,000 amos away from the edge of the city. All members of the city, all residents, have 2,000 amos away from the edge of the city. If he's within Dalet Amos, 2,004 amos from the edge of the city, he's still, those Dalet Amos certainly have lost Tchumen, and he's certainly allowed to be considered Mipneo here. The problem was that he didn't know that he was. So L'chor, he should have been able to be Kaveh Shvisa, Koine Shvisa Bo'ir, L'maisa, he was not. And therefore, Lo Yikonis, Mishehich Shechutz L'chum Afilo Amahachas, even one Amo, even if he's not 2,004 Amos away, he's 2,001 Amos away, Lo Yikonis. It's important to point out over here. The word Lo Yikonis doesn't mean he's not allowed to go into the city. If he's 2,001 Amos away, the way to measure a person's 2,000 Amos is by measuring his Dalet Amos where his feet are, and then 2,000 Amos from the edge of his literal Mekoyme of Dalet Amos. So really, every single person, if he's stuck in the middle of the Sahara Desert, has 2,004 Amos. Over here, he'd be able to go into the city. The problem is that he's not considered Al-Tavloas Tchumen to be in the city, to be Koine Shvisa as one of the Bnei Hoyer. That's what it means, Afilo Ama Achas. If he's 2,001 Amo away, so he could walk into the city by the very edge of the city, but he's not Mibnei Hoyer, that then he'd be Koine Shvisa with the whole city. Whereas if he'd be a few Amos in, if he'd be 1,999 or even 2,000 Amos, so then he's considered that his Tchum is the Tchum of the city, because the Tchum of the city goes together with Alpayim that all members of the city have around the city. Comes along Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oimer, something very interesting that we haven't met up with till now, and it's a question, why not? He says, when you're measuring the Tchum of the city, we just said for a very basic fact, that all Bnei O'ir get 2,000 Amos around the city. Reb Shimon says, not so. Afilu Chamesh Es Amos, even if it's 15 Amos, up to 15 Amos further from the edge of the 2015 to be exact, Yikones, he's considered to be Mibnei Ho'ir, She'en HaMishoiches Mematzen as Amidus Mibnei HaToyin. Every city in those days, because people would walk out, and they would walk here, they would walk there, would have marked off Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. It's a good idea to do it when you're out in the country, in bungalow colony, in a place where there is a question of Tchum, not in the middle of a big city. And the Mishnah explains, we'll use the way the Gemara explains it, is that when they would measure, how would they measure? We'll learn in Sashem the next Perek, that they would take rope, but they wouldn't take a 2,000 amah rope, because then you're going to go sideways, there's going to be dips of up and down. In order to make sure that the rope was pulled tight, in a very accurate way, on a straight line, no up, no down, no sideways. They would use ropes up to the length of 50 amas. It has to be made out of material, which is accurate. B'chule, we'll learn the next peg. Because of that, every time they would use a 50 amas rope, the moidideh hatchumah, the people that were the mashgichim, the same way they were mashgichim that check when there's a town area, they check all the wires are up, and so on. They have to check also the tchum. So when they were kaveh the tchum, what they did was they wrapped the rope around their hand, and because of that, a little bit is left off. That means instead of a full 15, there's always going to be a mashahu that's swallowed up in the hand over measure in stretching out the rope. Because of that, Reb Shimon Cheshbin's 15, it's a question whether the 15 over here is accurate. What's the number 15? Others trying to know, it's very precise, because we just said there's a 50-amma rope, that's how to do it in an accurate way. 50-amma rope going over and over and over again up to 2,000 ammas, 50 times 40 is 2,000. So it's going to be 40 rope lengths. Every time you have a fistful where you have to hold the rope tight, that fistful will be swallowed up in the measurement. It's a tefach vochetzi. Foshim cheshbin out that each fistful is a tefach and a chatzi etzba. So if there's two fistfuls, because you have to hold it on both sides to hold the rope tightly, so then each rope gets swallowed up in the measurement, a tefach and the chatzi etzba. So each one is two tefachim and an etzba. Times that by 40 is 80 tefachim with 40 etzbois. 40 etzbois is 10 tefachim. So it's a grand total of 90 tefachim. Each 6 tefachim is 1 amma, so it's 15 amma. So if you think about it, it's maridik. The cheshbon comes out exactly, precisely 15 amas. So it's 15 amas. See, he says, she'en ha-mishoicha is the ones that are pulling the rope. Meloshem mishicha, mematzin ha-samidas, they're not accurate. Bipnei ha-toyin, in order not to make mistakes, they pull it very tight. Because of that, they need the fistfuls. Therefore, the tchum of the town really goes 2,000 amas and another 15. Now here's the grand question. Why are we only meeting up with this shita of Reb Shimon that measuring 2,000 you have to figure in, factor in another 15? Why don't we meet up with it? Somebody goes out of the tchum, says he's really not out of the tchum because of another 15. So truth be told, that the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simon Tofei, this comes from the Rajba, does compare the two. But Rabbeinu Yonison, and the Rav brings it also, says Amar de Gazav. He says that Lamaisa, when they measured, they wanted to give extra room. Mipnei hatoyin kimavur in the Mishnah. Because of that, the marker ad kan tchum Shabbos for the townspeople was put at 2,000 amas lefi the measurement, even if it wasn't accurate. Because of that, if you went out b'mezid, Chazal will tell you, you pass the marker, stay here, you're stuck. Dalet amas. We're only talking over here about a misha hichshir, and it was a mistake, and he really wanted me mipnei oir. Over here, you could consider the measure of the town to be 2,000 amas. See, if somebody is stam stock and he wants to walk down 2,000 amas, you're not talking about a place that was marked off, it was measured. But we're talking about when a townsperson walks out, let's say in the beginning of the parak, he went out, he boinis, so over there, you'd be able to use the 2,000 plus 15. But somebody who went out b'mezid, l'maisi, he passed by the marker for the townspeople, he's a parak gather. Now, there is a mokum l'stapik, it's not clear in the Rav, is where the matter only over here where he b'chal didn't walk out. It's only a shayla is whether he's out of the tchum in, and he can't become a neho'ir, or he can be considered a neho'ir. Over here we're mekel. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that it's not only when he's shovas out of the tchum and he wants to be in the tchum for the, to be a neho'ir, but even by onsu, the case is in the beginning of the Mishnahis. That's not clear. Maybe even by Ansu Lamaisa, he went out. Maybe it wasn't his fault, but he went past the marker that the townspeople are allowed to use. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to use this kul of Reb Shimon. Vinishvitzamaklekshushainim, whether we paskin like Reb Shimon or not, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin like the Tanakama. The Rajba says no, he paskins like Reb Shimon. Kedivri hamekul be'eriv, we've had the klal. So this is the end of the halachas of Yotze Chutz L'Tchum. The next parak, we're going to talk about how taka to mark off accurately cities, towns, and places outside of towns to mark off accurately the tchumen.